Good morning. I hope everyone is doing well today. During the past four mornings, we have discussed the first four of the Ten Commandments as recorded in Exodus chapter 20. Now, the first four commandments dealt directly with honoring God. The remaining six commandments have more to do with human conduct and human interaction. Today, I want to talk about the fifth commandment. It is contained in Exodus 20, verse 12, where it states, quote, "Honor your father and mother. Honor your father and mother." Brethren, Scripture recognizes the family as the basic building block of a well-functioning society. The Bible uses family as the metaphor for the covenant community. The Bible speaks of believers as being brothers and sisters, and also speaks of the adoption we enjoy as children of God. When we consider the fifth commandment, we see that it has benefits for both parents and children. The Apostle Paul referenced the fifth commandment in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. He said there, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth." Brethren, all the Ten Commandments are for our good. The fifth commandment is no exception and is most definitely a positive command. We are ordered to honor both father and mother. What does the word honor actually mean? Synonyms include respect, dignity, esteem. So we are to show our parents respect. We are to hold them in high esteem. We are to show them the dignity that they deserve as our parents. Now, friends, I'm sure there are people listening to this morning that will make the argument that neither of their parents deserve respect and honor. Brethren, there are, unfortunately, children who have been abused and neglected by their mothers and fathers. And that is a sad reality. However, even if that is true, that fact does not release a child, even an adult child, from at least making the effort to honor their parents. Brethren, I want to leave you with these thoughts. The fifth commandment reminds us that in the eyes of the Lord, the age of a person does not dictate the usefulness of that person in the kingdom of God. Age does not matter when you talk about service to God. Brethren, let us strive to honor and respect our parents. Remember, it is the first commandment with a promise. Amen.